So we're coming to the end here. To recap, the most important thing is to bring up a feeling of having. And if you start with your warehouse or shop or garage where you're going to put those things that we all want to have in life to experience life in a better way, you got to start with one item. You can have lots of things in the shop, but basically, you start with one item and you get a feeling for it, and you work at it until you have a feeling of having it, of actually having it there. In other words, when you look at your old car, it's just the car you're driving today. You're no longer wishing you had a newer car because you have one in your garage, and you have that feeling. Casually thinking about it doesn't bring that about. Casually thinking about what you have in your shop, garage, warehouse, storage area, whatever you want to call it, just reinforces it if you've already worked at actually bringing that feeling up, so much so that it becomes part of you. Then, as you casually think about it, you bring that feeling up. It triggers the actual feeling that you've practiced. But what most people are going to do, most likely, is just casually think about it and thinking that that is the feeling of having. Make no mistake about this. There is nothing like the feeling of having. Be it money, be it the thing, be it the friendship, be it love, be it whatever. The whole point is the experience. And when you have the feeling of having, it creates an emotion in you, also a feeling in your entire body. And there is a feeling of confidence that goes with that. It's a total feeling of having. Well, that's the one that sends the signal to the universe. Now, sometimes a person mentions to me and says, well, if I send a signal to the universe of having, then the universe wouldn't create this because it thinks I have it. That logically makes sense, but it's not how our reality works. Because everything has to be recreated every day. In a sense, when you go to sleep, your life ends. It's virtually shut off till you re-wake it again. Now, it seems like it has continued on, and that is part of the illusion. It also seems like it's still there when you're sleeping, when you're not here. But it isn't. The whole package has been designed in such a way that it seems like a movie that just flows from one thing to the next. But in actuality, all things in the universe happen simultaneously. And it's that little thing we call time that makes it look like one thing is happening after another. So as in a sense, we say this sends the signal to the universe, and the universe creates it. Well, in actuality, the object is created, and now we are, in a sense, moving through the framework where we will then physically experience it. This is a long, complicated explanation. That's why it's easier just to say that we send a signal out and the universe creates it. It's a nice way of looking at it, a simple way of looking at it. It explains it, it makes sense, it makes logical sense. We don't have to go into all kinds of possibilities of what's right, what's not right. We can just accept that. See, and that's where sometimes just believing in something that's worth believing in makes sense, because it just allows us to take something and make it practical so we can use it to create the life that we want. So, best way to look at it is, if you have the feeling of having it, then the universe will create it. If you have the feeling of not having it, then the universe will either not create it for you or even remove it from your life. So if you have something and you have a feeling of not having it because you think you don't have it, like let's say someone really loves you but you don't think they love you, well, then that's what you feel, and the universe will literally remove it out of your life because you send that signal out. The most important thing of the 3.6 million is to practice getting a feeling for that money. Then, when you have that, moving towards the next step of loving it. These two steps are extremely important for two reasons. One, to create the money, and two, to practice this ability to bring up a feeling of having something. If you can do it with money, and you practice it over at least 3 months, at least, strictly on that basis of the money, then it becomes what you do, and the whole system begins the process of becoming automatic. Then when you start working with things like cars and things that you want, you do it one at a time, you bring up the feeling of actually having it, just sitting there in your garage, it's there, so much so that it brings up an emotion in you of what it's like to actually have it, because that's your signal that you're doing it right. Each time, that becomes your normal method of creating automatically. So what's happening now, because I've practiced this now for almost 6 months. When I think of something that I like, it doesn't take me very long to get the feeling of having it because I put it in the garage, so I don't have to run outside and worry about cleaning it and covering it and taking it home and paying for it and all that other stuff. It's there. Very quickly now, I find the feeling of having it. And the next automatic step, I start loving it and loving having it. It's becoming more and more automatic. And the first time it clicked, I was really surprised because it caught me off guard. It all sort of came together. I saw this picture of a car. And it was the most beautiful car I've ever seen, the sexiest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I began having a feeling of having it. And behind that came a feeling of loving it, and the love just flowed out of me. I can't really put it into words. It just became so totally automatic. I just looked at it, and the whole thing just engaged. I didn't even have to do the work. Now, if I continue on with it, I know I will end up with this vehicle. It's that simple. The universe will create it. The circumstances will come around until I receive it. Now, it's a fairly expensive vehicle, so it will take money or someone with money to give it to me as a gift. You know, it doesn't really matter how it comes. It's not my problem. That's the universe that takes care of that. Again, you have to bring up a feeling. The feeling is where it's important. That's what's important. Bring up the emotional feeling of having. When we start this, we get kind of excited and we want to do this and that and create this and that. And you end up stretching yourself over too big of an area. And again, that's why we start with the money. Because we'll start there. As it starts coming, well, we can purchase things. My financial situation is already changing. Right now, a whole lot of money hasn't come in, but circumstances, conditions, are all lining up for it. And there's other things happening, financially wise. So, just allow it to take its time to unfold. It's taken a few months for me to remove the resistance that was so deeply embedded in there of disliking money. It took a while for that to come out. And now that it's out, it's going to just take a while for all this to unfold in my life. Sometimes we get in a hurry. We want something really quickly. And that's understandable. Especially if we've been waiting for it all our lives. But you got to remember, this life is part of the experience. So it's the pathway to it that's also important. For some of you, it's going to come really quick. Before you probably even finish the book, more money will flow into your life. For others, it may take a little longer. You have to realize and remember that it doesn't matter. And that's a very important thing, because you don't want need involved in all of this. As soon as you put need in it, or you feel the need, you know that you're thinking in the opposite. Because the word need means you don't have it. It means you're looking at not having it. It means you're feeling not having it, and it means you're not creating it. This morning, as I did my practicing to experience the $3.6 million and a couple of items that I have in my shop, something came up from inside of me. See, I've worked at this for a long time, this whole system, to bring it about, to write it out in a way that someone can follow along, see what they're going to experience through this path, until it becomes an automatic thing. What came up this morning is just a little strange bit of fear. Well, not totally fear, but the question came up, what am I going to do now? So I've worked at this so many hours for so long to get to this little package that you have in front of you right now. It's taken enormous time and effort. And now that it's there, I'm sort of sitting going, well, okay, now I've gone through the process. I can already feel the money coming. I don't know how to explain that, but I tell you, when it clicks and it's on its way, you know. It's like a train that's coming and you can hear it. You can already hear the rumble. So, I guess there's this feeling of, what now? And this is something we go through. We think about as we make changes in our lives, because even things that have been very difficult in our lives, we sometimes don't want to let go of them, because it's sort of, what now? This has kept us busy. It sometimes even has given us a reason to live, a reason to continue on. Sometimes the struggle itself is what life is about to us. It doesn't need to be that, but sometimes that's what it is. A strange thing. I think we have to look at these feelings when they come up, acknowledge them, understand why we have them, and then I can realize that, oh, there's always more. There's always a better way. There's always a faster way. So I'll continue on. And by the time you read the next book, maybe I'll have found an even faster way, an even better way, a more exciting way, or something else that's more exciting. Who knows? I'm sure it's waiting for me, just around the bend.